warrior to his former body. "Squeak!" shouted the Death of Rats, jumping up and down and making suggestive motions. "Left hand thumb up, right hand bent at the wrist, give it some welly!" shouted the horned woman. Susan swung the scythe, the line snapped. "What happened?" said Wolf. He looked down. "That's me down there, isn't it?" he said. He turned slowly. "And down there, and over there, and..." He looked at the horned female warrior and brightened up. "By Eo," he said, "it's true. Valkyries will carry me off to the Hall of Blind Eo, where there is perpetual feasting and drinking."
"Don't ask me," said Susan.
The Valkyrie reached down and hauled the warrior across her saddle.
"Just keep quiet, there's a good chap," she said.
She stared thoughtfully at Susan.
"Are you a soprano?" she said.
"Pardon?
Can you sing at all, gal?"
"Only we could do with another soprano. Far too many mezzo-sopranos around these days."
I'm not very musical, I'm sorry. Oh, well, just a thought. Must be going."
She threw back her head. The mighty breastplate heaved.
"Hold your toe!
The horse reared and galloped into the sky. Before it reached the clouds, it shrank to a gleaming pinpoint, which winked.
What, said Susan, was all that about?
There was a flurry of wings. The raven alighted on the head of the recently departed Wolf.
"Well, these guys believe that if you die in battle, some big fat singing horned woman carry you off to a sort of giant feast hall where you gobble yourself silly for the rest of eternity," said the raven. It belched genteelly. "Damn stupid idea, really."
"But it just happened."
"Still a daft idea."
The raven looked around at the stricken battlefield, empty now except for the fallen and the flocks of his fellow ravens.
"What a waste," he added. "I mean, just look at it all. Such a terrible waste."
"Yes.
I mean, I'm near bursting and there's hundreds of them untouched. I think I'll see if I can have a doggy bag."
"They're dead bodies."
"Right."
"What are you eating?"
"It's all right," said the raven, backing away. "There's enough for everyone."
"That's disgusting."
"Oh, I didn't kill him," it said.
Susan gave up.
"She looked a lot like Iron Lily," she said, as they walked back to the patient horse. "Our gym mistress. Sounded like her, too."
She imagined the warbling Valkyries pounding across the sky.
"Get some, warrior, you bunch of fainting blossoms!"
"Convergent evolution," said the raven. "Often happens. I read once where apparently the common octopus has an eye almost exactly the same as the human eyeball."
"You were going to say something like, except for the taste, weren't you?" said Susan.
"Never crossed my mind," said the raven indistinctly.
"Sure?"
"Let go of my grip, please."
Susan released her grip.
"This is dreadful," she said. "This is what he used to do. There's no element of choice."
"Squeak."
"But what if they don't deserve to die?"
"Squeak."
The Death of Rats contrived to indicate, quite effectively, that in that case they could apply to the universe and point out that they didn't deserve to die, in which case it was up to the universe to say, "Oh, didn't you? Oh, well, that's all right then. You can go on living." It was a remarkably succinct gesture.
"So, my grandfather was Death, and he just let nature take its course when he could have done some good. That's stupid."
The Death of Rats shook its skull.
"I mean, was Wolf on the right side?" said Susan.
"Hard to say," said the raven. "He was a Vazung. The other side were Burgunds. Apparently it all started with a Burgund carrying off a Vazung woman a few hundred years ago. Or it may have been the other way round. Well, the other side invaded their village. There was a bit of a massacre. And then the other ones went to the other village and there was another massacre. After that, you might say, there was some residual bad feeling."
"Very well, then," said Susan. "Who's next?"
"Squeak."
The Death of Rats landed on the saddle. It leaned down and with some effort hauled another hourglass out of the pack. Susan read the label. It said, "Imp E. Kalin." Susan had a sensation of falling backwards.
"I know this name," she said.
"Squeak."
"I remember it from somewhere," said Susan. "It's important. He's important."